Did I recently hit a deer? What is Helldivers 2? And how do steak chips taste? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I'm your host, Todd McManus. And there's really not been much happening lately of the entertainment news as well. Just different movies trying to come out. You know, Dune Part 2 has recently been released. Of course, the bomb that was Madame Web has already passed us by now. But I did want to mention a few things. There's been this, if you've heard of this, there's been this new video game that came out about a month or two ago called Helldivers 2. Of course, there was a first Helldivers, a Helldivers 1. That was released many years ago. A couple of years ago. I think it was in 2016 or 17, something around there. Apparently, that game was all right, or, you know, good, I guess. It was something, you know. I never played it. Never even heard of it, really. And then Helldivers 2 came out and kind of took the world by storm. Of course, this video game is currently available on PC or the PS5. Not available on an Xbox yet. Maybe in the future. Don't know yet. But it's really fun. And if I explain it to you real quick, the way it is played is it is PvE, which is players versus everything, I guess. You don't fight other real players. You get into squads or groups of four, and there's four of you, and you drop down on this planet, and you fight either these giant bugs or you fight these robots that are just trying to kill you. Everything can kill you in this game. Like, you can't get upset from dying in this game, because this is a game that is, you know, you got to be okay with dying multiple times in this game, because that's just what's going to happen. But with that, it is just a very fun game. The music is good. The gameplay is fun. The missions are fun. But it's basically everybody who is playing this game is on one giant team, or one big army, as you could say. And there's a galactic war going on. And what it does is that you attack a planet, and then after so many people fight against it, you take the planet under control of the Helldivers, which are the good guys. And so on and so forth. You can lose control of a planet to the robots that are called the automatons, or you can lose it to the bugs that are fighting on the other side of the galaxy. So there's different planets, and it's a whole galactic world war and stuff. It's really fun. If you're into that kind of stuff, you should definitely check it out. Like I said, it's available on PC or the PS5. Definitely go over there and check it out. Download it. Purchase it. I think it was only worth $40 is how much it was, which is a good price. If you're going to put in many hours to it, I definitely suggest you give this game a try, because it is really fun. Also, recently, there's more and more coming out about the Superman movie that will be releasing on, I think, July of 2025. So July of next year will be a Superman movie, which is being directed and written by, of course, James Gunn, who he wrote and directed the three Guardians of the Galaxy movies. I think he also worked on The Suicide Squad and Peacemaker. And, of course, season two of Peacemaker should be coming soon. I'm excited for that. But I'm looking forward to this Superman movie. You know, it was called Superman Legacy, but they just announced that the movie title is just going to be Superman. And, you know, it's a whole new cast, a whole new set of characters. You know, Lex Luthor's going to be in it, and much more other characters as well. I'm looking forward to it. I always like a good Superman movie. We really haven't gotten a decent actual live-action Superman movie since Man of Steel, which I believe was in 2013. So until we get that, it will be nice to actually see a new Superman movie that's not animated anyway. Nothing against the animated ones. The animated movies are really good. Of the DC EU, I guess is what it would be called, of the DC movies, of like the Justice League or the animated Batman or Superman movies, all that kind of stuff. They're really well done. I gotta say, the writing, the voice acting, the animation of those movies are really good. So yeah, I applaud those movies because they're always really good. The shows are good, like Young Justice or anything like that. All the animated stuff is just really well done. So yeah, I'll have to check out the newer animated movies soon because I think they're available on HBO Max. If you have Max, you can go check it out. But yeah, I'll have to check those out soon. But like I said, Superman coming out next year. I think it actually comes out the same day or the same week or something like that as the Fantastic Four movie from Marvel. So looking forward to those two movies. Probably end up having to do the double feature. Maybe not on the same day, but the same weekend to see Fantastic Four and Superman. So it'll be very interesting to see, and I'm very excited to see what they're going to do on those movies. So, with all that being said, I think it is time to get into some questions now. I have got two questions here. If you ever have a question, or if you even have a food item, drink item, or candy, or anything you would like for me to review on a future episode, you can do so by going down into the link in the description. It will take you to my YouTube channel. You can click or tap on that and comment on one of the videos a question that you have or a food, drink, candy item that you would like for me to review as well on a future episode. But I have got two questions here. We're going to go ahead and go with them. The first question is, have you ever gotten into a car accident? Yes, I would say. I've never caused a car. I haven't caused a car accident, you know, knock on some wood. I haven't caused one in my life. I have been hit by a Jeep of a friend of mine's cousin hit me in a Jeep in the parking lot of Waffle House. I got hit. I got T-boned. We were sitting there and I guess he wasn't really looking. And then he ran into me. And that happened. And then I got a rental because of it. Because the two driver's side doors had to be replaced on my truck. So yeah, that was fun. What else happened? I got hit by a deer. And that all happened. You know, it. Yeah, that happened. I didn't expect it, of course, but it was the thing of, like, I didn't actually run into it. I did not run into that deer. This happened a few years ago, and it, like, ran and headbutted, like, the fender, the part above my driver's side tire on the front. It just ran into me, and it didn't even hit the front of my truck. It hit the side. So, yeah, that was pretty interesting. And then more recently, I was actually going to tell this story. I didn't know when I would tell the story, but I was going to say the story soon. Is that what it was? Is that I actually hit a deer recently, a few weeks ago on a Monday. It was actually February 26th, so almost a month ago at this point. I didn't know when I was going to tell this story, but I guess I'll tell it now then. I hit a deer on my way to work on Monday. I drove a different way to work that morning around 7 to 7:30 in the morning. I was driving and I crossed this bridge and then there was a small doe, a female deer, of course, that was in the road. I hit the brakes and tried to swerve out of the way and then the deer started running for some reason and then ran and got in front of me. I couldn't dodge it in time. I could have, you know, jolted my wheel, but I really didn't feel like flipping, so I think I honestly did the best option that there was, and I hit the deer head on, and it hit the passenger side front of my vehicle, and yeah, the truck was still usable. It's currently getting fixed, of course, or has been fixed, I guess, but it's still getting worked on as of right now, as of this episode coming out. We're trying to get the parts and all that kind of stuff. So we're in the process of all that. But it is getting worked on. It took a little while for it to get worked on, of course, but, you know, insurance and all that kind of stuff. But that's what happened, is that it bent in the bumper. A piece of the plastic that was from the bottom fell off. I don't know where that is. That's in a ditch somewhere. But it dented in the bumper and dent in a lot of that on the front area, of course. So yeah, it was really unexpected and bad. You know, I didn't expect it happening, and it was just an unfortunate event that occurred. I still went to work. I still drove my truck for a little while after that. Still works. I mean, you know, my truck just has no AC, but that's a different problem. That was not caused by that, but it hit under the headlight, and, you know, I was upset, of course. These people pulled over after I hit it, and they were like, "You all right?" So, you know, good that they checked, because that was nice, you know. But, yeah, I've been hit by a deer, and now I have hit a deer, you know. I keep going around with these deer, and I'm just going to end up replacing every piece of my truck, apparently, because my truck's like the ship of Theseus, you know. You never, it gets all replaced. Is it the same ship, you know? Is it the same truck if you replace all the pieces of it? So, interesting time, and I, you know, it was just very unfortunate, of course. I was upset, but I was still able to drive my truck for another week or two. So, yeah. It was interesting, and I didn't expect it, and you never know when that kind of stuff can happen, you know. Sometimes, you know, hitting the deer is better than the alternative, which was, you know, flip, roll into the ditch, something like that, you know, completely just roll from missing it, and, you know, insurance won't pay for that, you know, unless you got some type of insurance that can pay for you just having a wreck because you didn't hit the deer. But sometimes, you know, there's two options, and neither of them are good, but which one, you know, there's definitely one that's worse than the other, so you just gotta take the better option, and unfortunately, it was the better option, but still, you know, it still was a bad event that wasn't good, and, you know, you gotta make it work. You gotta make work with what you got, and that's just what the hand I was dealt was that, you know, so, yeah. But yeah, I'm good. You know, I didn't get hurt at all from that. You know, it was just, you know, I was upset, you know, and angry a little bit, you know. But yeah, that kind of happened, you know. But I know definitely next time I need to get an addition added onto my truck and get some spikes on the front of my truck. Apparently, that way I can just, you know, pick up that deer and just keep on going. Because it does aggravate me in that situation. I feel like it does everybody, you know. Whenever I hit a deer, the least of my worry is wondering, how is the deer, you know, because the deer isn't going to take me to work. The deer isn't going to pay for the repair, but, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes, apparently. So yeah, but I'm good. Everything's good. The truck's getting fixed as we speak, well, depending on that, because of the day of the week it is, but it'll be fixed soon, and it'll all be good. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was my story. That's my accident history. Like, my mom got rear-ended when I was with her one time. And I remember I was with a friend, and he got in a wreck, and I was in the car with him, and we were fine with that. We were good. His Jeep was a little totaled, so he had to get a brand new Jeep after that. So, yeah. So, yeah, the next question we have here is, after trying many different chips that you have reviewed, what is your current favorite chip? Thank you for that question. That's a very good question, honestly. I mean, the easy answer for that would probably be the sea salt popcorners. Those are my favorite chips right now. They're really good. I really do enjoy them. I mean, there's many different chips that I like. Same for, I feel like everybody. Everybody has a favorite chip, but it's that situation of, like, you have a favorite drink, but you would drink a lot more different options. You know, like, I drink Diet Coke a lot. I drink Root Beer Zero a lot. You got Sunkist Zero. You got, you know, I like Prime. You know, there's different drinks and flavors of drinks that I like. It's just different ones that I would actually drink and have, you know. Same way with chips. I like Doritos, both nacho cheese and Cool Ranch. I like the crunchy Cheetos. I like different flavors of Lay's. I like Pringles, you know. There's many different flavors that I like, but with that, there are just different chips. But the number one I would probably have to say and still go back to that is sea salt popcorners. I could eat them all day, every day. They're really good, really salty, and that's what I like, you know. Salt and vinegar are definitely up there. I had some kettle-cooked salt and vinegar Lay's, and those are really good. You got to give those a try if you're a salt and vinegar fan. I recommend those if you've never had them before. But, yeah, the easy answer I would have to give you is probably the good old sea salt popcorners, even though I think I've had almost every flavor of popcorners except one flavor. So, yeah, sea salt popcorners is the easy answer there. And speaking of chips, I have got two different flavors of international Lay's that I am going to review here in a second. These two flavors of Lay's, of course, are not from the U.S., and they're not even from the same country themselves. So the first one, I think we'll go with this one, is the Black Bag. This is steak-flavored Lay's from, where is this from? These are from Taiwan. So, these are from, if I can open them. These are steak-flavored Lay's from Taiwan. And we're going to give these a try. Pop these open. I'm going to give them a smell. Oh, it's got a beef smell. It's definitely got that beefy smell to it. So, let's go ahead and get one of these chips out. I mean, it doesn't smell bad. It's just definitely meat. The smell of meat is on this, so... Beef flavored Lay's. Let's go ahead and give them a try. Mmm. Not bad, not bad. Interesting. That's a very interesting flavor because it definitely has the essence and flavor of a steak. But it's actually good. Like, it has some smokiness to it, you know. You could definitely tell, like, it's almost barbecue flavor, but without, you know, them overdoing it on the seasoning of actual barbecue chips, which a lot of barbecue chips actually do that, where they just put so much seasoning on the chips, you know. But these have been done very well. Props to these Lay's from Taiwan because they did a steak-flavored Lay's that is actually pretty good. Got to give it to them. But on a scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals, I would have to give the steak-flavored Lay's... I'd give them a 78 because it's good. It wouldn't be my first choice, and I probably wouldn't go back for them again, like going to go buy them from a specific store or ordering them online. But I got to give it to them because these are actually pretty decent and pretty good because, you know, I will definitely probably eat the rest of them and finish out the whole bag after I'm done recording this. So, but yeah, props to them because these are actually pretty good. So, the next bag of chips we have are called Lay's Stacks Barbecue. So, these are stacked Lay's. I can't open this thing anymore. Nothing. So, oh man, these are funky smelling. It says Stacks Barbecue. These chips are from Thailand, and the picture is basically a chicken kebab, is what is on the picture of it. So these are Stack Lay's, so they're Lay's, but they look like Pringles. So they smell very bad. Like, they do not smell that good. So let's go ahead and give these a try. Okay, I taste the onion. There's onion in it. Oh. Oh, God. There's something else in there that is not that good. Ugh. Oh, these are kind of gross now. Ugh. I'll just call these the chicken kebab lays. They're not that good, to be honest. It says barbecue, but they do not taste like a barbecue at all. They taste more of what's on the picture with the chicken, the bell peppers, and the onions. It's got a strong onion flavor at first, and then it just kind of turns into bad. I guess it's the chicken flavor, I guess. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I would give these a 56. They're not the best. I will not buy these again. I don't even know if I'll be able to finish the bag. And they just smell awful. It's just a very bad and awful smell to it. So, yeah. While I do, you know, give them props that there some flavor is there, but it's just not some good flavor. So, I will not be able to finish these probably. So, but props to, who was this, Taiwan? Props to Taiwan on the steak lays. These are actually good. I want to go back for one more right now, actually. That's good. I like that. I like them. They're really good. So I got a bag of steak lays to finish and a bag of chicken kebab lays to throw away. So I'm going to head on out of here and thank all of you for listening. And as always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. Follow the Toddcast on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs. Tell your friends and family to give a listen and thank all of you once again for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, you can tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.